At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is VSiN Final Countdown with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hour number two, a Final Countdown here on VSiN. Matt Brown, Adam Burke, producer stuff behind the glass, real person, and we had a nice little chat with Adam Levitan a little bit earlier. A couple of unders for him on the running backs, one on each side, and basically saying if he had to bet the game, would go with the Eagles. I tend to agree. I've not made a bet yet, and it's because I feel like I want to bet the Eagles, and if that's the case, I think I'm going to get a better number the closer we get to the game. The more that it is promoted that Patrick Mahomes is healthy, the more that it is, I mean, we just got the Andy Reid news that they expect both of the receivers to play in Juju and Tony. I think the more the news gets out, the more support we might get for the Chiefs. And if that's the case, that's kind of why I'm holding out. I could be wrong, but I think that I will get a pretty decent value on a money line bet on the Eagles, and that's probably how I'll go about it when it's all said and done. I don't have a ton of conviction, though, which is weird for me for a Super Bowl because I've typically had a pretty decent conviction every year for like the last decade, basically. But this one, I just can't quite get there.
Well, I think that speaks to how good Patrick Mahomes is, right? I mean, he's just kind of the great equalizer in any game that he's in. Now, Tampa Bay was able to neutralize him a couple of Super Bowls ago, so we'll see if that ends up being the case here. But it does seem like the more people you talk to, you know, whether they're from the betting side, from a metric side, from a fantasy side, whatever the case may be, it seems like everyone kind of has the same thought of like, well, the Eagles are better here, 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 and here. Mm-hmm. You know, better at running back, better at wide receiver, better on offensive line, you know, better on defense, better pass rush, all this. And then everyone goes, yeah, but the Chiefs have Mahomes.
Right.
Like, that seems like just kind of the fallback. If it's like, well, Kansas City has Mahomes, so he does ridiculous and incredibly special things and may do so in the Super Bowl, and then that will dictate the game. So, I don't know, it feels like a lot of people are coming to the consensus opinion that the Eagles are just clearly the better team, but Mahomes is the guy that you don't really know if he's going to be good enough to just lead them to victory.
It's basically you look, and it's they're better at the quarterback position, they're better at the tight end position, though Dallas Goedert's certainly no slouch, but you're taking Kelce 10 times out of 10 over Dallas Goedert. So, like, they're better in those two positions. And then past that, you start looking around and you're like, man, certainly not at the wideout position, certainly not at the offensive line position. Defensive line, I think we could argue one way or another, right? I mean, both are really, really good and been playing much better lately. Certainly the corners are better for the Eagles, and the linebacker position is probably better for the Eagles as well. So it's like you start to get all that. I mean, I don't think there's a distinct coaching edge at this point. I mean, obviously Andy Reid, I regard him very highly. I think he's one of the top five coaches in the NFL, but I think Sirianni's kind of shown and proven that he is at least in the conversation of one of the better, if not top coaches in the NFL. So it's hard for me to say, well, you know, distinct advantage on the sideline over there. And so, yeah, I mean, I had the Eagles power rated number one the vast majority of the season, right? And most people had the Chiefs. I had the Eagles. If I stick to my convictions, right, which it was, I think the Eagles are the best team. I think they're the most complete team. Then I should be on the Eagles in this game. The problem becomes there is still that Hurts factor of I do not know how injured or not injured he is, and they're certainly not going to tell us leading into the Super Bowl how injured or how not injured he is. And that's the only thing that has me kind of like with a tiny bit of pause on the Eagles side.
Well, and that was something that I talked about last week was I wish we could have seen Hurts and the Eagles get tested against the Giants because I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to get out of them against the 49ers. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Hurts if, let's say, he's got to throw 35 times for them to win.
Yeah.
You know, what if he's got to throw 35 times for 270 yards for them to win a game? Can he do it? Do we know if his shoulder can do it? So I was like, that's something I want to see against the 49ers. Didn't get that. Didn't play out that way at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I think it's still a great unknown coming into this game. And one other thing, and I actually want to get your thoughts on this, because I wrote about this over at VSiN.com based off of a tweet that Mitch Moss, one of our hosts on Follow the Money, had about the strength of schedule discrepancy between these two teams and historically in the Super Bowl, where a team that had a strength of schedule that was at least 10 spots higher per Jeff Sagarin or team rankings, depending on which source he used for that year, the team that had the higher strength of schedule, 10-3 straight up, dating back to 2000. So is that something that factors into your handicap at all here where, let's be honest, the Eagles played a weak schedule, played a weak slate of quarterbacks, and then, of course, got, I don't want to say fortunate, but did what they were supposed to do in two relatively easy games getting to this point. Does that worry you?
Kind of not, and I'll tell you why. And mainly because, one, you can only play the teams that are put in front of you, and it kind of is what it is. But two, I mean, they beat the hell out of most of these teams. Right. I mean, like, that's the other thing. It was like you look 24-7 against the Vikings, 24-8 against Washington. You go down 35-13 against Pittsburgh, 29-17 against Houston. These are all double digit wins. They beat Green Bay ends up making a run towards the end of the season. They beat Green Bay, put 40 points up on Green Bay, 35-10 against Tennessee, 48-22 that game. I mean, there was some extenuating circumstances there for the Giants in that first game of week 14. Still 48-22 there. You know, I mean, it's just like it was weak schedule, but they were also beating them down, right? I mean, it wasn't like they were squeaking by in these games. And so I think that there's something to be said too for dominance, right?
Yes.
And like, I mean, in a league in which there is a lot of parity, and yes, it is a weak schedule of quarterbacks and certainly a weak schedule overall when you look at it. But we watched bad teams win all season long. We watch good teams get tested all season long. And outside of that one letdown game against Washington there in week 10, in which they lost 32-21, which is just a really weird game all the way around, they had the two games in which Hurts didn't play. They were just a dominant team. I mean, they just really did. And they get ahead and they're bullies, right? Because they run the ball so well. So then they get ahead and then they just pound it on you over and over and over again. And it makes it so difficult to come back on them. And I do wonder if there is a game script in which where I'm could be completely wrong, where I'm saying, like, I don't think that this could be a run out. I think that this is a game that plays close. But could there be a game script in which they get up, let's call it 13 points or something in the game, and then it's just run after run after run after run, and then it's just like there's just no fighting back for the Chiefs, And it's like, I don't know. I don't think, again, that that's the case, but we've seen it time and time and time again.
Well, and that's the thing you think about to draw a college basketball parallel. Like, people always used to dog on Gonzaga for the, the conference schedule, and it's like, look, all they can do are play the teams that are in their conference. And they'd blow them all out.
Yeah.
I mean, almost every one of their wins would be by double digits. They would still do pretty well against the number despite some, big spreads. But then they'd get to the tournament and they would face really good teams and they'd struggle. And people would be like, well, yeah, that's what happens when you don't play anybody. Mm-hmm. Sure, but also that's a one-game sample size where there's a lot of variance involved. So I'd be curious to see if the Eagles lose this game.
Yeah.
And let's say they lose 27-17 or something like that, 27-13, whatever the case may be. People are going to go, oh, well, it's because they didn't play anybody. It's a one-game sample. It's a very random game in a lot of respects.
And also in a game that, like we said, we really and truly don't know how serious this injury is for Hurts as well. And I mean, even when we get to the postseason, right? Yes, a Giants team that was outmatched anyway and was coming off of the win, whatever. They beat them 38-7. Mm-hmm. And yes, I understand San Francisco didn't have a quarterback that could throw a forward pass for a half, but they beat them 31-7, right? I mean, like, they took care of business against the teams they were supposed to take care of business against, and there is something to be said for that, in my opinion. Let's talk about some tips that you have for prop betting here. You got three tips, and you can find these over on VSiN.com as well.
Yeah, I can rattle these off pretty quick, especially the first one where it sounds obvious, but people just don't do it. And mm-hmm. Matt, I know you've been around this industry a long time. I know you're very price sensitive. You know how important it is to shop around and get the best line. Don't take over 45.5 on Goddard when you can find over 43.5 for a receiver. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, don't take over 43.5 when you've got a better number out there. There's a lot of things that you can do, having different sports betting accounts, different outs, stuff like that, where you can take, you know, maybe you want Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP at plus 130. Don't take him at plus 115. Mm-hmm. Plus 130 is out there and pretty widely available. So shop around for the best price, whether it's the juice or just the line itself. And also at this time of the year, you can leverage some really nice sign-up bonuses if you're in, you know, a state that offers those. So you can use those to, you know, get your account started somewhere, be able to shop around for the best prices. That's really, really important. The second one I think is important as well. Avoid overexposure and think about game state. And you call it game script. I call it game state. Yep. We're talking about the same thing here where let's say you like the Chiefs, right? You think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. So you want to bet Mahomes over yards, Mahomes over pass touchdowns, Kelce over yards, Kelce over touchdowns, all these things. You're tying yourself to one outcome that based on the line for this game is probably pretty unlikely. But if you think that the Chiefs are going to win big, then you start thinking about Jalen Hurts over pass attempts, which is something that could come through even if the Eagles win and even if the Eagles play well. So when you think about game state, you kind of want to have a diversified portfolio of your props so that you're not just loaded up on one side where if Philadelphia wins 34-10, all of your bets are going to lose because you expected this one outcome from the Chiefs. That probably happened to people in that Super Bowl against the Buccaneers. And the last one, I just call this addition by subtraction. You can find this in the intro to the big game betting guide over at VSiN.com, where it's generally better to have more of the minus bets than the plus bets, right? People are going to want to go bet a safety and overtime and, you know, spray money around on all these, you know, long shot first touchdown guys and all that kind of thing. There's a reason why you can bet a little to win a lot on those things. Because they're probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to be more responsible. Take some shots. We talked about some fun bets and stuff like that. But if you really want to try and make money on the Super Bowl, you know, sometimes you got to lay numbers to do that.
Yeah. I think the other one in this kind of just is it's an add-on basically to your second point there is just make sure that you're telling a story with all of the props that you bet and that you're not contradicting yourself somewhere along the way, right? Because sometimes you can start firing on these props and then you make it to where you can almost not be profitable because you have so many differing ways for things to go that they're actually working against each other, right? And so be sure that you are correlated and telling yourself a story with all of your prop bets and you're not just firing things that if this happens, there's no way that this could happen. It's very unlikely that this could happen if this happens. And then you find yourself at the end of the day and you go, how did I make 40 bets and I won 20 of them and lost 20 of them? And that's because basically you were working against yourself. Coming back here on Final Countdown.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
This is VSiN's Final Countdown with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on the football's big game, VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of just $9.99 American. The VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recaps of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. You get our tools like the betting splits. You also get deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season. We're going to get our experts to break down the brackets, the best bets, and the big game props as well. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Head over to VSiN.com/subscribe today for this offer of just $9.99 American. That is VSIN.com/subscribe.
$1,536.16 Jamaican dollars.
Oh, Jamaicans have dollars.
Apparently they do.
You know who else has dollars? Canadians, and it's $13.31 for our friends up north. I know they are wondering what it's going to cost them to become a VSiN Pro subscriber there.
Makes it seem like it's cheaper in Canadian.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Seriously, yeah, $13.31. He is the chief content officer over at FTN Fantasy. You can find him over on the Twitter machine at Randall Rant. He is Mike Randall. Mike, thanks for joining us, my man.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Exciting time, right? A lot of sports going on. It's fantastic.
Are you what percentage are you giving to Super Bowl handicapping, giving to college basketball, giving to, if I don't know if you do golf, I don't know if you do hockey, what is the kind of the breakup of the pie here?
Oh, it's head on a swivel right now, but it's NFL and it's college basketball. Those are the two main. We have NBA, we have everything covered, but right now college hoops is hot. We have the 1 week reprieve and of course all a ton of Super Bowl content coming out of FTN. We'll be ready to go for the big game.
So starting here, let's start with the Super Bowl. We've been talking about it basically all show long. And so we have sitting about a point and a half pretty much across the board here for the Eagles, 50.5 the total. Though there is 151 rest of country out there if somebody is looking to play under on this game. I know this isn't in here as one of your official plays, but if you know had to play, are you laying it with the Eagles or are you taking the points with the Chiefs?
No, at this point, I think I'm going back with the Chiefs because I think there's a lot of doubt. You know, Hurts, I still think he's banged up, guys. I was able to hit his under on his rushing yardage in that last game. I don't think he's 100%. I mean, the Eagles have been dominant. I get that. But, I mean, their strength of schedule has not been fantastic. And I'm getting Patrick Mahomes here as an underdog. I'm getting plus money on Patrick Mahomes. I think they've had a rest to figure some things out here. Andy Reid ball, we're excited. But right now I'm leaning towards the Chiefs as the underdog.
So in terms of the Chiefs, then we've kind of been talking a little bit about the player props and maybe the distribution of touches here for the Chiefs. For them to win, you know, Mahomes obviously has to be the best player for them, but who do you see being kind of the guys that stand out from a supporting cast standpoint in terms of the rushers or the receivers?
Yeah, I was very excited, guys, to see Isaiah Pacheco get involved in the receiving game in their last matchup here. Dynamic runner, great speed from Rutgers, and he's known as sort of a plotter, but he's actually been involved in the receiving game, which I think is critical because the receivers are banged up. He can do a lot in the open space. He can run people over. He runs angry, and they've really been very effective with him going up the middle. So I think Pacheco, McKinnon obviously has been the focus, but I like Pacheco getting involved here. Death taxes and Travis Kelce, of course, you know he's going to get a big Super Bowl performance in his last game at over 10 receptions, I believe. But I think that Pacheco is going to be heavily involved. They're going to try to run the ball, especially up the middle with their offensive line and Pacheco's angry style. And with the injuries of the wide receivers, don't be surprised if Pacheco continues his passing game involvement.
Let's head over to college basketball, where you have some plays in the account tonight. Let's start with Northwestern and Michigan.
Yeah, I've backed Northwestern a lot this year, guys, and it's gone very, very well. I did not back them against Iowa in the last game earlier this week because I didn't like the matchup, and they don't do well against Iowa. But in this game against Michigan, I am going back to them. I know it's their fifth game in the last 10 days, but I think Northwestern's defense is going to be fantastic. And the Wolverines, guys, what you look at the Wolverines, look at what they've done in conference play. Don't get screwed by the overall season numbers from the entire start of the year. They have not been great. Wolverines 9-11-1 against the spread, 4-5-1 against the spread in the Big Ten, and just 1-4 away from home. Northwestern defense is legit. They're number one in the Big Ten in turnover percentage, so they're going to get after you. Boo Booey, Chase Audige, and I don't think Michigan's done anything really great. They're under 70% from the free throw line, so I'm backing Northwestern tonight, -3.5, even though the bets are coming in on Michigan.
Mike, staying there in the Big Ten, as a native Ohioan, it's disappointing to see what's going on with the Ohio State Buckeyes right now. They've dropped 7 of 8 here after beating Northwestern on New Year's Day. It looks like you're trying to fade the Buckeyes again today as well.
Well, you can answer me this. What has Ohio State done to instill any confidence in this line? Wisconsin was rolling earlier in the year, but then Tyler Wahl got hurt, and they really struggled. But he's been back, and in the loss to Illinois, he got 4 fouls, had foul trouble, and they made a big push there, and then they just couldn't get over the hump at the end. Ohio State is last in two-point offense. They are terrible inside the arc. They shoot well from three, guys, but they don't shoot a lot of threes. So I don't know why this number is so high, 7.5. I think Wisconsin, with Wahl completely healthy on the road, can absolutely keep this game close or even win. Ohio State has shown me no confidence. Bryce Sensabaugh has been fantastic, but he's not playing big minutes, about 24 minutes a game, because he struggles on defense. No identity for the Buckeyes. I'll take the 7.5 with a disciplined Wisconsin team moving on the road.
7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. We have Florida Atlantic and UAB sitting right now in that 1.5 to 2. You have to get a little juice too if you want to take the 2 with Florida Atlantic. 147 is the total. What do you like here?
Yeah, I like Florida Atlantic. The question, guys, here is Jordan Jelly Walker, the elite player and scorer from UAB, going to play? He missed the last 5 games with a foot injury. The way that line is headed, I think he's going to play, but are we sure he's going to be effective? When healthy, 23.6 points per game. He had 21 points and was fantastic in the first matchup against Florida Atlantic, but they still lost by 2. Florida Atlantic Owls are legit. Their defense is stifling. They shoot 3-pointers, and they have the nation's longest winning streak at 20 games. I understand this is on the road against UAB, but with Jelly Walker questionable and maybe not at 100%, and Florida Atlantic just dominating and covering, the number one team in college basketball overall, 15-4-1, I will take Florida Atlantic as an underdog here on the road.
One more that you're looking at for tonight, Mike, as we go to the Pac-12, Stanford and Utah. What are you seeing in this matchup here in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, can we take it easy with Stanford? I know they've won a few games in a row, but this trip, guys, to Utah is always difficult. Utah, Colorado, the double dip there, and Stanford hasn't been there for a few years. Stanford has been playing well lately, but they've been king of the little people. Utah really is pushing to get a third bid for the Pac-12 in the NCAA tournament. Right now, I think there's only 2 automatics. I can't even imagine that with the Pac-12 because they were doing well recently. But I think Utah gets this one at home. I think they run away and hide. They have dominated teams at home and played very, very well. Defense, 3-point shooting. I think Stanford gives a little regression here because they're not very good. They've been hot, and now they're going on the road to one of the toughest places to play in the Pac-12.
Talking to Mike Randall from over at FTN Fantasy. Mike, if we're looking at futures odds here, Houston is the favorite to win it all at 6-1. Purdue at 10, Alabama at 10, Kansas at 12, Tennessee 12. So we're kind of going through and looking at these. A lot of teams under that 25-ish mark whenever we're kind of looking at the futures odds. Do you have any futures tickets in your account as we sit right now? And are there any teams you're kind of keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I'm definitely. Listen, Alabama still at 10-1 is fine. I know they got destroyed by Oklahoma, but no problem, guys. Did you see that bounce back against Vanderbilt? Not only are they shooting threes, but Brandon Miller could bring to this team what Carmelo Anthony did to Syracuse. Has been absolutely fantastic. I have no interest in Tennessee because I don't think they have enough scoring there to get through at the end. But a team I'm watching is Marquette and Kansas State, both at 40-1. You know, everybody expected all the money and bets last night was on Villanova. And what did Marquette do? They just snuck out with another cover. Shaka Smart has found a home there in Milwaukee with Marquette, the same type of vibe that he had at VCU. So you want to look at Marquette and Kansas State, who was fantastic. I know they lost to Kansas, but they still scored a ton of points at the Fog, which is not easy to do. Those are some long shots you keep your eye on, certainly with a Big 12 team and with Shaka, who's already shown some March magic. He could do it again at Marquette.
You can find him on the Twitter machine at Randall Rant. His great work over at FTN Fantasy. He is Mike Randall. Mike, thanks for the time today, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Good luck. So do you have any futures in your account currently?
No, I don't. I mean, look, I think that, first of all, it's really draw dependent, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because if you've got a team like Alabama, everybody loves Alabama, right? Understandably so. They shoot the three incredibly well. They're a top five, top 10 defensive team. But if they run into a team that defends the three well, has a lot of length, can get out there on the perimeter, Alabama could have one bad shooting game, and that's it. They're done. Mm-hmm. So I like, at this point in time, because I spend so much time with college football and the NFL, didn't really start in college basketball until about the second week of December, really not a ton of futures equity for me at that point in time to tie things up long term. But then I'll start to look for, and I'd really love to do this, we have conference tournaments coming up here in about 25 days when the first one actually goes off. They're really small conferences. I like to bet those from a futures standpoint, mm-hmm. because you don't have to tie your money up for as long. You can still find some good values. You can find good money line rollover opportunities, which is something I like to do for conference tournaments. So I typically like to hold off until then. And then furthermore, for the NCAA tournament, you can get some of these prices or even better once the draw comes out on a lot of these teams. So at this point, to me, it's just kind of about waiting. And that's something where, unless you're going to grab, you know, triple-digit shots that gradually gain some equity as the season goes along, I think it's just hard to invest in a futures market, you know, 12-1, 14-1 type teams to tie it up for, you know, I mean, at this point, it's only another another 8-9 weeks. But, you know, some people do it in, like, November.
Yeah.
To me, I think it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think at this point, if we waited this late, if you want to get one of these teams that you think might could get hot and they're sitting at, you know, where 65, 75, right. 85 or something, and you don't want to wait for that number to plummet because they win 5-6 games in a row, okay, I can get there with that. But, yeah, I'm with you. At this point, might as well just wait on the draw to come out before we deal with anything. Well, update the golf. The AT&T Pro-Am is going on right now. Do I have any guys at the top of the leaderboard? Can you tell how excited I am? I don't, just if anyone was wondering. But we'll let you know. Maybe you do whenever we come back.
This is VSiN's Final Countdown with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The big game means big plans for VSiN. VSiN will be in the middle of the action and broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona, with athlete and celebrity interviews. We're going to need our experts to break down the game. You won't want to miss any of this coverage. Huddle up and watch Follow the Money, Lombardi Line, VSiN Final Countdown, and VSiN Primetime all live from Radio Row starting next week. And if you want to head over to the website, you can get the betting splits, expert picks, and the big game props at VSiN.com. That is VSIN.com. Heading down on Wednesday after the show. I'm going to get in a nice little dinner, get some steak in me. I'm going to check out the golf on Thursday morning before I head down to Radio Row to do the show. So going to see some Waste Management Open going on down there. First elevated event, you know, the first elevated version of the Waste Management Open. So it'll be all the stars. Everybody will be down there. So looking forward to everything that goes on. And, you know, listen, we're going to have all these, we just said, what do we have? Like celebrity, athlete and celebrity interviews are coming.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Sounds like a good time. I'm jealous.
Wouldn't you say, though, that an athlete is a celebrity? Like, wouldn't you say that? Like, wouldn't you say, wouldn't it would just kind of be just celebrity interview?
I guess not always.
I guess
no,
like
right?
A second team, like a backup isn't really a celebrity. Like, he could walk through this casino and nobody would even like blink an eye or something like that. So that's why we have to do that. Okay.
I think that's fair.
I will be sure if one is on the desk with me, I'll say like, hey, you're going to be in the athlete category and not the celebrity category because like you're not famous enough to be celebrity. So you're just an athlete. Now joining me on the desk is athlete and then whatever. And then I'll do that as opposed to celebrity. If they're famous enough to be both, I will say athlete and celebrity.
I think it makes sense.
Person, blah, you know.
Hopefully Joe Burrow's coming down there. He's going to sit down on the desk with me for a while.
He's just going to hang out?
Yeah, for seven segments. You know, like, I'm just going to be like, hey, man, can you hang out for seven segments? He'll be like, I can't.
He's got nothing else going on that week.
Yeah. He'll be like, no, I can't. And I'll be like, no, man, you can hang out for seven segments. Right. It's fine. Yeah, just come on.
Hang out.
Come on, yeah, no big deal.
Just talk about LSU the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm going to – trust me. I will play that card if he's down there for sure. So we got some other stuff that we are looking at from a prop standpoint. We have we talked about the quarterbacks a little bit yesterday, but we didn't really get into any of the other positions. And I do want to look. So like A.J. Brown, for example, is sitting 5.5 receptions and receiving yards are sitting at 72.5. And I guess it comes down to, again, we have to take into multiple accounts into this as to do you – think the game's going to go this way? Do you think that whatever, blah, blah. So, like, yeah, all that is getting weighed in with this. But when you take a look at A.J. Brown and sitting at 5.5 receptions, the over, of course, you're getting a little bit of plus money. So you'd have to get 6 for you to get some of the plus money there on him. Average right at that over the course of the season. In your idea, you know, if you're running this sim in your head 100 times, in the sim in your head, the game state, does that come out to A.J. Brown being a big role for the Eagles, kind of just a normal role for the Eagles, or do you see it come out where he is actually more of a decoy than anything else, and it's like Goddard and Smith that are actually the guys?
Well, I wrote a piece over at VSiN.com comparing the prop lines to the season averages for these players, and then also kind of looking at, you know, what they did in the lead up to the postseason, right? And for A.J. Brown, I get it. You know, 7 catches for 50 yards on 14 targets in the last two games. But we talked about already the game state, like, Philadelphia didn't have to throw the ball.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Philadelphia has to throw the ball here in this game. And A.J. Brown, over his last 6 games of the regular season, 110.8 yards per game on 35 receptions. So low volume, but big plays. And something that Adam Levitan mentioned earlier on in the show is that he thinks you can beat this Chiefs defense, this Chiefs secondary down the field a little bit. So the more I start thinking about the game and the fact that Hurts is going to have to throw.
Yes.
Like, he's just going to have to at some point, I think. A.J. Brown, to me, profiles as the guy that could have a couple of big explosive plays here in this one. So as I'm starting to think about putting together my prop portfolio, I'm thinking A.J. Brown may be a fairly big part of it.
Yeah, whenever I look at this, I think that for me, when I'm looking at the A.J. Brown stuff, I'd be more inclined, and this changes per player, but like, I'd be more inclined to play yardage than I would be receptions, because I think he is the type of guy that could still get there for you on 3 or 4 catches or 5. Even you need 6 to get to the over on this prop, right? So like, I think he's with the big play ability that he has, with the yards after catch stuff that he can do, I think he could get you to the yardage standpoint on 4 catches, 5 catches.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to be disappointed that I'm sitting here looking at a game line of, you know, 4 catches for 110, you know, or whatever, and like, I didn't get there on the 6 receptions. So from the way that he profiles to me is more of a yardage guy than an actual reception guy.
Right, I agree. And I think that the opposite then would be true of somebody like DeVonta Smith.
Yes.
Where it's like, that's a guy that you could throw, you know, quick tunnel screens to or something like that, or maybe he even goes in motion, you just kind of throw him a swing pass as an extension of the running game, kind of keep the Chiefs honest, kind of get them defending sideline to sideline, something like that, where he may have 6 catches for 56 yards, something like that. I think Brown is kind of the home run hitter, and DeVonta Smith is sort of a singles hitter, you know, just to kind of draw from a baseball analogy.
Whenever we look, and we actually talked about this yesterday on the program, and it is already starting to kind of ring true here, is I said, if you like Travis Kelce overs, you need to go ahead and you need to bet those now. It was 78.5 yesterday on his receiving yards. It is now 79.5 over at DraftKings. It's only going to continue to rise. This is not going to be anywhere in the 70s. This might even get into mid-80s before it's all said and done. People know Travis Kelce. He is a name brand, and trust me when I tell you, he is not the guy that anyone is coming in and betting unders on. Adam, we talk about like what the general public wants to bet overs anyway. They certainly don't want to bet an under on Travis Kelce. And so one of the ones I would highly, highly recommend betting early is if you did want an over on Kelce. And if you want an under, I'm being dead serious, wait until, you know, the day of the game, because this is going to be one way in the direction of over. And I mean, I think when it's all said and done, you might be able to get 83.5, 84.5 if you want an under. It wouldn't surprise me if the thing moves another 4 or 5 yards.
The thing that really concerns me regarding Kelce is, I mean, his longest catch in the AFC Championship game was 16 yards. You know, he's not really creating a ton of explosive plays here. He's obviously getting a ton of attention with the injuries, you know, that the Chiefs have and just kind of the way that their offense runs. This is a scenario where I could see him having 8 or 9 catches for, you know, probably, if he has 8 or 9 catches, he still goes over his receiving yards, but like 8 or 9 catches for like 90 yards, something like that, where he probably ends up going over both. But, you know, still, it's one of those things to me where, as you said, if you want to bet the under here, you've got to wait on this. And I'm just kind of waiting for like Travis Kelce to come up lame after his first catch. And then we get the same game parlay refunds on him. It's going to happen with somebody.
Look, there here. One of the interesting things too is just we talked to Johnny Avello. They're going to run live props, right? So you guys, rest of country, you're going to be able to bet live prop numbers, right? The one thing that I think I would be in on, and again, I'll actually be down in Arizona, so I will be trying to look for this scenario to play out. If there's at least a little bit of a slow start for Kelce in this game, and this number gets into the 50s or something like that, then I'm going to come in very, very heavy on the over. It will not be for lack of trying. Now, he might not have a big game, and he might have – he is going to end up getting the targets. Like, Patrick Mahomes is going to go to his guy in this game. I can assure you of that. Now, they might not equal catches. They might not equal yardage, and that's just kind of the stuff we have to do when we gamble. But if, for whatever reason – they stumble on the first couple of drives and we start to see that thing tick down. He doesn't even have a target or whatever it is in the first two drives. And now we're getting a discount of 15, 20 yards, whatever it might be. That would be the time for me from a live perspective to come in on Kelce. Cause I just don't imagine any way in the world, unless they are just full on triple teaming him or something every play, that Mahomes isn't going to pepper him with targets at some point throughout the course of the game.
Well, and if they get off to a slow start, specifically that Mahomes and Kelce connection, Philadelphia up 10-0, 14-0, something like that, to the point where then they're going to have to throw. You know, you think about the game where they lost to Tampa Bay. Mahomes threw 49 times in that game, and they lost 31-9. Kelce had 10 catches on 15 targets for 133 yards because all they could do was throw to try and get back into that game. If they run into a situation where Philadelphia makes them one-dimensional by being up, you know, 10-0, 14-0, something like that, 17-3, then that's a scenario where, I mean, you know, are the live traders able to evaluate that situation to the same degree that we are as bettors? Because they're going to be trying to update props on everybody. Now, of course, they're going to pay more attention to Kelce than somebody else, but that is something where, you know, it's not an algorithm, but it's still somebody trying to balance a lot of different things all at once.
And if you take a look here, guys, there's also a tab that you can get to alternate receiving yards and alternate rush yards and things like that. And so when we take a look, if you believe, if in your sim that you run in your head multiple times, A.J. Brown more times than not goes nuclear in the game, like 125-plus receiving yards on A.J. Brown's 5-1, right? I mean, you're getting like plus 500. If you think that, oh, no, they're going to put all the attention on A.J. Brown, this is going to be a Devonta Smith game, like 100-plus yards for Devonta Smith is – plus 350, 125 plus is 7-1, right? Like if he just goes absolutely berserk in the game. So you can even bet these alt lines if you, again, have a scenario that is played out in your head repeatedly, and you can go ahead and follow through with that by betting accordingly. You don't have to stick to just the line that they give you.
That's an excellent point. There's just so much available for this game that you've got to shop around and look at all the different tabs to find the best lines.
We'll look at some more props here on the other side as we close things out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN's Final Countdown with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Next weekend be the last weekend of football, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook's the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing the exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets, and you get a square on the house. If your numbers in your square match the final score of the game you win, restrictions do apply, so head over to BetRiversSquares.com for full terms and conditions. Phrasing stuff. Producer stuff. Phrasing. Sometimes so, we got
to
work on
I have to ask. Not yes. to hijack the segment.
No, no, go right ahead. I'm very interested what you need to ask.
Well, so before I took the job at Visa, before I moved out here, I went to a Super Bowl party with my dad every year. Okay. And he'd spend an obscene amount of money on squares. Would sometimes win them, would sometimes not. Obviously, it's kind of more of a party thing than, you know, expecting it from a sports book. But Dad, since I'm here, best Super Bowl food at a party?
I mean, I think you really can't go wrong just with the generics that everyone's going to eat no matter what and doesn't turn down. So, I mean, like, if you just get, like, rows and rows of various types of pizza, I think you're pretty much pleasing, like, 90% of mankind. Because you can even get just cheese pizza, and people who don't eat meat can eat whatever. You're it's a very wide swath of people that can just enjoy various forms of pizza.
That's fair. Boring, but it's fair.
It's boring, but you know, I mean, I'm just trying to think. Like, if anyone walks in the door and we had 10 different types of pizza on here, there's most likely one that somebody would tickle their fancy, you know?
That's fair. I don't know. I'm a big buffalo chicken dip guy.
But see, that's good. You're eliminating all kinds of people with that. Some people that don't like spicy food, some people that don't eat meat, some people that don't eat.
I'm not doing it to be diplomatic.
I understand. I see where you're going with that.
If I eliminate people, it's more of it that I can eat.
Yeah, I mean, is there something, because pizza isn't really like party food, it's just food just in general. So, I mean, yours is more of a party food. You don't make buffalo chicken dip just like on a random Wednesday.
No.
You know, so no, like it is kind of a party. True. So yours fits the criteria a little bit better because like, yours like is like a party food.
Like meatballs?
Exactly. You don't make that on a random Tuesday.
Of course
like
not.
Those, and I was, honestly, those are Those are legit. Yeah, mm-hmm. those are legit. That would be up there if we're just talking party food just in general or something.
I just figured we hadn't hit on food yet, and I know you and Stormy seem to talk about food at least once in every episode, so I wanted to make sure.
I'm sure hers would be like cotton candy or something. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, she's like, don't you bring cotton candy makers into your parties? I'm like, no, I don't bring cotton candy makers into my party. She like probably brings in like the whole little, you know, the little cart, you know, the whole thing like that. It's kind of like the hot dog cart I hear, except it makes cotton candy.
I can't do cotton candy. It's just the stickiness. It's just, I can't do it.
Even as a child, so this is not like a, oh, it's because you don't like, no. Even as a child, I was not a big cotton candy guy. It just never gets all nasty all around your face and stuff. Like you're talking about, you know, it's just, you can't.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's horrible. All right, so we do have some games in the association tonight. If anybody is interested in getting in on the NBA games, we've got the Lakers and the Pacers, 7:10 Eastern. The Lakers are 3-point road favorites, 240. Is the total, and no, LeBron is not going to get it done tonight in this one. Grizzlies and the Cavs. The Cavs are 5.5-point home favorites. 222.5 is the total there. 740 Eastern. Heat and Knicks. Heat are 2-point favorites on the road over the Knicks. 216 is the total there. 810 Eastern. Hornets and Bulls. Bulls are 6-point home favorites. 237 the total. 840 Eastern, Pelicans and Mavericks. We got the Mavericks as 4.5-point home favorites over the Pelicans there. 223.5 the total. 910 Eastern, the Warriors and the Nuggets. Nuggets are massive 12-point home favorites here over the Warriors. 232.5 is the total. And this is one of those people are going to look and say, what are you talking about? The Warriors, and I understand this is something that will eventually correct itself, and it's still a smallish sample size. They were without Steph for as long as they were and all that, but the home road splits for the Warriors are just unbelievable as far as how they play defense and their defensive rating and all the things like that, which is why we're looking at kind of what we're looking at here. And then 10 Eastern, we got the Clippers and the Bucks, where the Bucks are 3-point home favorites there over the Clippers. 230 is the total there.
Well, this is why I hijacked part of the segment to talk about food, because I do nothing with the NBA. I mean, there's 74 college basketball games today.
Yes.
Yeah. So that took up a little bit of my time.
I was going to say, there's a bajillion D, like, college basketball teams. And so to try and figure out what you're going to do.
But I think it's important to talk about that for a second, because you should prioritize what you're good at or what you think you can be good at. You know, like,
oh, for sure.
There are so many people that just kind of spray stuff around on different things just because, you know, it's a TNT game or an ESPN game or something like that. Don't do that. Like, I understand people want action, but just try to stick to things where you actually have a chance to possibly have an edge.
Yeah. Oh,
as opposed to just, you know, jumping into something that you're not paying attention to. I don't pay attention to the NBA, so I don't bet it.
Yeah. And like, there's no shame in that either. That's one of the other things. Like, I think everyone, there is some sort of something in sports bettors where they feel like they have to know everything and feel like they have to be good at everything and they have to be so incredibly well-rounded. And actually that can get you in trouble more times than not, right? And like, if you're not putting in the time and effort to really look into a singular, I'm not going to say a singular sport, but certainly we all have our thing, right? Like that we consider to be kind of best at, and that might be a couple of different things, but certainly I know where I'm weaker, and then I certainly know the stuff where I just need to stay away completely, right? And so I think that's a pretty good thing that everybody can take from as we transition out of the NFL. That's like, this is the time where people are going to be looking for that next thing, and that next thing might be, you know what, just chill out, enjoy the life, smell the roses for a few weeks or something, you know, maybe until baseball starts. Like, if you're a baseball guy, you don't have to bet the NBA just because there's not baseball right now and there's no football.
Right. No, absolutely. And look, at my previous spots, I mean, I covered everything. I would write NASCAR previews. I'd write golf previews, all these different types of things. And I've noticed that my results and my handicapping are a lot stronger not dedicating time to those things because, you know, I'm covering them, I'm writing about them, I'm handicapping them, whatever. Like, being able to have a little bit more tunnel vision helps.
Yep.
You know, because it helps you organize your thoughts. You've got more time. And not only that, like, we do this for a living, right? Like, we handicap games. We break down sports for a living. People that have a 9-to-5 or, you know, have a rotating shift, families, kids, all these things you have to, you know, tend to after work, before work, all that kind of thing. It's hard to find time in the day to handicap. So, you know, I think that's kind of an important thing for me, something that I always preach, even with college basketball, pick a few conferences and specialize. Like you said, there's no shame in not being able to bet 12 different sports. Just be damn good at, you know, two or three of them.
And that's how you make the most money, right? And when you do all
at least that's the hope.
At least that's the hope. As we head
Speaking
over
of being good at sports, how's golf going?
Yeah, I'm looking over here. The AT&T Hank Lebioda is 8 under. He's in the clubhouse actually at 8 under. He played. Let's see. We're gonna figure out. Like none of these guys played Spyglass at the top of the board here. So Monterey and Pebble Beach seem to have played much easier than Spyglass today because the first guy from Spyglass is way down at T11. Everybody else either played Pebble Beach or Monterey. Hank Lebioda, 8 under. Will Gordon is 8 under. They're at the top of the leaderboard. Chad Ramey, Kurt Kitayama, and Harry Hall are all 7 under. Now, Lebioda, Monterey, Will Gordon, Pebble Beach, Chad Ramey, Pebble Beach, Kitayama, Monterey, Harry Hall, Monterey. Then you get into that next tier of 6 under guys, and it is Monterey, 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 Pebble Beach, Monterey, Pebble Beach. So again, there's a definite harder course today. Now we're in the middle of all of this, so I don't know if there's weather conditions or whatever it might be. Like we
but
don't
it sounds
have
like you've got homework
here
tonight because you may find some in tournament prices.
Maybe
that
so.
May be
I mean, my guys, I'm trying to dig down here to find the first guy that actually. So I have a top 10 on Joseph Bramlett, who's currently T18. So I do have at least that's going for me. But outside of that, this is looking to get pretty brutal unless somebody can go low tomorrow for me. I don't see, and I don't have another guy until T30, Ben Griffin. So, yeah, I don't have another guy until T30. So, you know, whatever. It's one of those tournaments that is so incredibly hard for me because when you play the three different courses, only Pebble has shot link, so you don't have any data from Monterey. You don't have any data from Spyglass, and so it's real tough to handicap. We talked about this on Long Shots Pod, which again you should go in, subscribe, rate, review, do all of those different things like that over on VSiN.com. There is certain tournaments where I'm going to have a much lower monetary outlay, right? And like that, this is one of them, right? And so like even though there were a decent amount of picks or whatever, it's like basically like a quarter of the money that I typically put into play because it just isn't for me. It's more of a crapshoot to turn.
Wait,
like
which
this
is an extension of what we just talked about. You know, I mean, like you are a very, very strong golf handicapper. I know that. I've listened to Long Shots, listened to you here on the shows, but you're very good at it. This tournament presents challenges that are kind of difficult to handicap. So you have to have that understanding, that self-awareness of, you know what? Like if I'm handicapping the Super Bowl for the next 2 weeks, I'm not paying as much attention to NBA or college basketball or something like that. This is a tournament that you struggle with. You know that. So you adjust accordingly. Then you'll be able to come back in future events and have more of your bankroll to play with.
Yeah, and that's another thing that you can do, right? I mean, like, you can bet things, just bet them smaller. I mean, like, everyone also feels like – that's why I hate the term, like, unit and whatever and all of that, because everyone's always like, oh, you got to bet a unit or 2 units or 3 units. Like, man, it's just – no. But you can shrink things down. It's perfectly fine. Like, all these people get wrapped up in some of this stuff that I think is really kind of pointless. Still sitting a point and a half in favor of the Eagles, though. We are seeing a little movement on this total. Now a couple of books sitting at 51, so that money's starting to roll in. If you do want the under, wait. We're going to get on the other side of 51, I promise you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential.
We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.